Good morning. It is, let's see, what is it? It's September the 13th is what we're trying to say. And good morning to you. Kelvin is still gone. The rest of this week, he's still on holiday, having a good time of it. He's sending an occasional Facebook post about what his current location and what they're doing and stuff. Having a good, good time. But today is SEO Tips Tuesday, and well, let's get that underway so we get done in 10 minutes is the plan. Let's hope that that works. And putting together the show for SEO Tips Tuesday, I just simply went to the search engine and I said SEO tips from the last month, like the latest and the greatest tips. And the first one that came up is how Google posts are going to kill local SEO, the posts that are done there. And so that episode, the links are in the show notes, which, as always, you can get to the show notes at theguyrcookreport.podbean.com. That'll have all the links I talk about today. And the first one I'm talking about is getting your local search ready for this onslaught from Google Posts. The first thing, the amendment that I made to this list of five things, is to set up your Google account. If you log in and create an account at Gmail, you'll have a username in that Gmail environment. Oh, let's turn this off. Good grief. Just heard that noise and said, oh, do you know that thing that the co-host does? Remember to turn off your phone. Well, there you have it. Didn't turn it off. That's what it sounds like when you make an alert. So anyway, set up your Google account, then do these five things. And you'll get to number five, and it says get listed into Google Places. This is a bit old name. It's actually now called Google My Business is the new name for Places. And it basically says let people know when you're open, where you're at, locate your store, claim your listing in Google My Business, or if there's no listing there, create one. Easy to do. Follow the prompts, and then you'll have that done. So the five things they talk about is to build a list of keywords, and I'm not going to talk about how to find keywords in this. That'll be a different article. Put it into your website, and there's some other things you'll need to put in your website. Set up a Facebook page, set up a Twitter account, and then, like I said, get listed in Google My Business. They call it Google Places in this article, but it's Google My Business. The next item that came up in the search, and this was kind of a fun thing, is Tribun News has done his SEO tips and tricks and SEO optimization tips page is all MP3 files, audio files. So you can listen right from the page, or you can download it to your MP3 device, your listening platform, and then play it on your way to work or whatever. What he's done here with his SEO tips and tricks, SEO optimization tips, is use, I would think, probably pick of the litter titles for all of these articles. Go and look at this and then compare it to what you would imagine search terms to be, like 2016 SEO tips, it's in there. Okay, so you'll see many of the usual suspects title-wise have been contained in this collection of MP3s. And in the future, we're going to talk about repurposing your content, the stuff that you've maybe written a good post and it's done really well. Well, how do you take that to the next level by repurposing it? Maybe as a PDF file that you can download for free. Maybe it's an MP3 file that you just read into the microphone and make that available as a download. There's a number of ways you can repurpose, and those are just a couple. Last Tuesday, and finally we're getting close to the end. Last Tuesday, we talked about creating a video sitemap as part of the 12 video SEO tips to improve your search rankings. Okay, and following through on that, I created a link on how to get that schema code, the microdata that is the collection of tags that is short named schema, which is actually structured data for video. If you've got a video on your page embedded, like we're going to embed this one, then you're going to want to have the schema code in it. And basically, it identifies that content in terms of how long is it, what was the upload date, what's the name of the video file's source link, etc. Just the usual suspects, the things you'd expect to see. And so having that done on your page, when your sitemap indexes that page, the Googlebot, the Bingbot, I would hope, are going to see that schema code and go, oh, there's a video here, and what's it about, and what's the name of it, and so forth. And then when you go to videos.google.com, it'll work. You'll see yourself listed, not just on YouTube. So at this point, I want to thank Fraser Ramsey at Edinburgh Dusters. On that side of the ocean, they are the company that likes to clean. If you need some cleaning done in Edinburgh, give them a ring. They're in Gumtree. You can look them up, see the testimonials. People have already given them the claim to fame they justly deserve. And they make it pretty neat graphic ideas for setting up your podcast too, but that's another story for another time. Thanks to Eileen Smith from BasicBlogTips.com and a number of other sites for first sharing about Screencast-O-Matic. It's a good window screen recorder. We use it every day, Monday through Friday, when we record this show to put it onto the environment. And the show wouldn't have happened if not for Friends Just Chatting. It's a community of friends that just chat, and they put up with my ramblings about SEO. Great bunch of people. Look for them on Facebook. There's a group there on Facebook group, Friends Just Chatting. Ask them if you can please join. Tell them Guy Cook sent you. I'll get a shameless plug in for the Guy or Cook report that way. And speaking of the Guy or Cook report, if you're watching us on YouTube, there's a little red subscribe button up there on the top. And give us a subscription, please, or at least a thumbs up. It matters to somebody someplace. And listening to our podcast, I hope you're doing that every day on Stitcher, on Spreaker, because that's how we get patrons for the show. We'd love to have you as a patron for the Guy R. Cook Report, because that'll help us keep doing it. And on that same thing of doing it, the Guy R. Cook Report evaluation question is in the show notes. Give that a go, please, if you would. With just a simple yes or no. And I could tell you what the question is, but I'm going to build the suspense and not tell you, so you'll go look. Follow the Guy R. Cook Report on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Subscribe to the newsletter. On the link there, you can join us on this live channel on Fire Talk, where we record the show live. And on that note, because I don't have a co-host today, I've got to go and peek at the chat and see if there's someone there that I need to identify and give the shout out to. Thank you for Tish for giving us the time of day so we get that done right. And on that note, I'm going to say those three magic words. It's a wrap.